You need to bring back the screaming in the videos.
I need to bring back videos for one. I need.
Oh yeah, I used to do that, I think.
It's kind of why the podcast started in the first place. Acknowledging the passage of time is terrifying. Don't think about it too hard. This week on Flag Time. Speaking of the new year, hello and welcome to the Flag Time podcast. First episode of season 4.
Ah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Podcast.
This is the fourth year we've been doing this shit. We're entering our fourth year. Yay!
Oh, boy. So I think the important thing is that everyone survived, like, we all survived 2025.
Yes, that is an important thing. Yes. Speaking of that, how was your guys' holidays?
I did fuck all.
I think we didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Me, the like, husband, the well, cats.
Actually, that's not true. I went to, my family's kind of broken up. Like, there's a lot of, there's like, my dad's side, like, hangs out all together sometimes.
Mm.
When they all agree.
Oh.
I don't know. I literally don't know anyone on my mom, on the, my mom's side of my family, like, oh, except wow. for same. Like one aunt, but like her parents died like way, way before I was born. And none of them ever wanted to reach out or see anyone. I had a really Family's rough fun. Holiday.
Oh, shit.
Actually. Yeah, I got sick. I went out and hung out with my on my dad's side of my family. We got together and that was fun. I mean, that was cool, but that was like 2 hours south of me. I went there and then hung out with them, and then came back, got sick. I've been sick since Christmas, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sick for like 3 weeks. I don't know what it is. I don't have health insurance.
I think
so
it's
I'm
that,
not going to the doctor.
It's that little cough. It's like you've got that cough, right? Or it's like phlegmy and shit.
It was a horrible cough. Yeah, it's getting better, but
I've got the same thing and I've had it for a month now.
I think it's just the flu. It's
probably,
like crazy epic flu season moment right now. But it was uneventful, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. In my brain, I definitely had a tough holiday. It was rough. It was definitely rough. But we're here now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I talk about what my holiday was like? Because it was
go for it.
Pretty eventful.
I'll bet.
Like my
bring the mood
first
back.
First family stuff since getting engaged and such,
yes.
Right?
My fiance went to fly to Indianapolis because I don't have any PTO time anymore. My PTO started over in September, and they used all of it for my Washington trip when I went to come and see you.
Yeah.
So I have no more PTO for the rest of the year. So she goes to Indianapolis.
Epic PTO
and,
moment.
I go to North Carolina that weekend. My mom, I bring my mom back to here, and she's able to work anywhere, so she works at the house while I'm at work, and we hang out for an entire week. That was I think Christmas week, and the very next weekend I drove her back to North Carolina, and I also brought everything that my fiance needs in order for her to work from home or from wherever she's at. So I brought her work computer. We also brought our rifles because we were going to go to an outdoor shooting range in North Carolina, which is way more lax than Maryland, i.e. way more fun. And when we did all that, I go back home to here in Maryland, and I'm alone for a few days. So on Monday, I decide to just use that entire day to rest when I get home. I sit on the couch, turn off my brain, turn on some YouTube, and just fall asleep on the couch until I need to go to work in the next morning. But
Fuck.
The plan changes a little bit when my fiance's flight, like she had a connecting flight in Atlanta to North Carolina. That flight got canceled.
Oh, no.
Because.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because the South can't deal with cold. It's like.
No, they can't.
If it gets below like. If it gets below 25 degrees in North Carolina, everything shuts down. So her flight gets canceled and she can't get another flight to North Carolina. So she ends up just coming back to Maryland. So I have to go to IAD, pick her up, bring her back. That was Tuesday. And then Wednesday was New Year's. So she stays the night until the ball drops. We have our New Year's kiss. And then she drives back down to North Carolina that night after New Year's, because that's where all of her work stuff is. She can't not have it. So she goes to North Carolina before I do. What's hilarious about that is we decided to nap a little bit before she left, and she woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning right as soon as this massive squall comes through the area, like a wall of snow, blizzard, just hurricane force winds. As soon as like you look on the radar, and it's a wall of snow as soon as we get up she gets on the highway. So we're outside in hurricane force blizzard winds packing her car, and she gets out on the road. She eventually gets out in front of the squall. She's going fast enough to where she can get out in front of the squall line, and she makes it safely to North Carolina. And then that Friday after work, because I have to work on Friday after New Year's, I drive to North Carolina.
What?
Yeah, right.
I also worked on that Friday.
Yes.
So
I drive back to...
It was my last day, so...
The truth, before you went to gas. Yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Happy New Year, get to work!
Yeah.
I drive back to North Carolina, meet up with everybody. We ended up not going shooting because it rained that Saturday, and outdoor ranges aren't open when it's raining.
You just got thwarted by the weather and right.
Yeah, it was we
someone angered the gods.
Yeah, we still had a good time regardless. So that was
the government was pissing everyone off. Including God.
That too.
But yeah, that was my eventful holidays, driving from Maryland to North Carolina for 3 weekends in a row.
Jesus.
Yeah, I put 2,500 miles on my E-Class. It's up to 234,000 miles now.
Hell yeah.
God damn.
Keep on going.
Yeah. I'm going to drive that thing till it explodes. So.
Fuck yeah.
You need one of those like high mileage club decals for the back.
I have enough miles to get the first one. I just need to send in the information. So.
Will a new Mercedes even go 200,000 miles?
We'll see. We don't know yet, because the new ones, you have to replace the heads every 30,000 miles. They just updated, like as of 2 days ago, they just updated the warranty extension for the cylinder heads to include more cars. Like I'm replacing a cylinder head right now.
Me to hear that, just as somebody that, you know, I don't make a living repairing cars anymore.
But you did it for a long time.
As I made a living repairing car. Yeah, I don't know if you all know, but I'm unemployed. I've been unemployed since September. Yeah.
You did mention that in a couple past episodes. Of course, the one with EM2 Yuki was such a fucking blur that I don't think anybody paid attention. But it's...
Heard it from me first. I have been unemployed for a long time, and it's kind of getting scary now. It's not fun now.
Yeah.
But yeah, never mind. I don't want to talk about that. Anyway,
it's going to be fine.
Go support us on the Flag Time Patreon to see the video versions of every episode. Participate in shit, and you'll hear the new ad. You'll hear the new ad for.
I have a bunch of stuff for sale.
Yeah, he does. Probably still by the time this episode goes out.
Probably.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. Stealth Industries has partnered with me, Serrated Mobius, to bring you Speege and Flag Time patches. Now available over at stealthx.us. That's STEALTHX.us under the Serrated Mobius collection. Go get yours now. We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
Anyway.
Well, yeah. Speaking of the new year, topic for this episode is going to be, what are your guys' goals for 2026? Whether it be automotive, work-related, anything like that. So,
hell yeah.
Anybody want to start?
Well, I think like,
what
just,
can you share?
Yeah.
My biggest goal for, yeah, I think, my 2026 is just to, like, focus more on just what I like to do, mm-hmm, and what I like. And I feel like I've just been kind of, like, held back by, if, and this is going to sound, like excuses, but I feel like for my entire working career, if I hadn't been held back by limitations with work, I was held back by time or money or just something that I was, you know, maybe making an excuse over, but being like, you know, I just need to focus on what I want to do and focus on what I want, and then the rest will follow. So, like, something I want to get into a lot is making YouTube content. And I've been saying that for 2 years now at this point. And I know that because I got a flashback from my Instagram post that I made last year and the year before that. And they both said, I'm going to focus more on YouTube content. Mm-hmm. And it is true that I have filmed a lot of things that I could turn into YouTube videos, but my mom is making coffee right now.
Can you smell it?
It is seven. No, it's the world's loudest espresso machine we have.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Anyway.
I want an espresso machine.
They're cool. Get a Breville one. They're expensive, but
we have one on our registry. Like,
they have replaceable parts.
Yes.
And if you know anything about appliances or really anything that you can buy in America now,
that's so rare.
Replaceable parts is kind of weird.
It is.
But I mean we've been slowly drifting towards just throw it away and buy a new one. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But no, we have a Breville.
Everybody's kind of figuring out that doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
We have it on our wedding registry. So
yeah, hell yeah.
So sick. I'm excited for that.
Someone be like, we don't have any money.
I have two jobs and I'm broke.
Yeah.
What are you spending your money on? Bills. Yeah. Bills debt.
And struggle. I am finally like debt free. Like,
hell yeah.
Yay.
Except for like my phone, but I'm almost
take
like
that Snap-on guy.
God, my Snap-on guy was such an asshole. I just sold my fucking my scan tool, my Snap-on Zeus that I had.
The one that you could play video games on?
The one that I played, Age of Empires on. It's just a Windows tablet, so you can just put the Steam store on it and download anything you want. And you can download anything, but it'll just run like shit because it's a fucking Windows 7 tablet. So
it'll play Doom.
I bet Doom would probably run pretty well because it's a pretty low power game. He offered to buy it for like fucking $1,000. I was like, get the fuck out of here. You're an asshole. Fuck you, first of all. God, I hate that guy. Fuck you, Dave. Anyway.
Full name drop.
Shots fired. Do you
already bleep that?
Shots fired.
You can bleep it. You bleep his last name.
Okay. Woo!
But yeah, I'm looking forward to being more just like true to myself and true to what I want. And
hell yeah.
I mean, I want to try to be a better person just for like me and for my wife and focus on just making everything cool and good. But
hell yeah.
I mean, I can't say a lot of what I want to say, but I will be able to talk about it at some point because I'm keeping a big secret.
No spoilers.
You'll find out soon. Can't happen fucking soon enough, honestly.
I'm looking forward for that for you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Seriously. Same.
Get that going.
Same.
Because I like... Actually, I can't say anything else. Never mind. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yes. What about you, JJ?
To be continued. Yeah. I mean, I have a couple of like semi-specific goals for the year. One of which is kind of funny considering my specific like position and what have you at Flag Time is that I really want to bless you. I really want to end 2026 stronger, like physically, than I am right now. I have historically, right? I've historically been very much like a gym rat type and loved lifting weights and all that. This is sounding familiar. But as I've gotten older, it's gotten a lot more difficult and I've gotten really frustrated with finding that I just don't seem to enjoy it or get the same satisfaction out of it than I used to. So over the last couple of months, I've put some work into that and I'm finding my joy in lifting weights again. And my goal, one of them is to just, for fuck's sake, just keep it going.
Yeah.
Because I feel so much better when I'm lifting weights. I just feel so much more mentally and emotionally centered. I feel better physically. And also, I have this very wildly different job at this point where it would really, really be nice to have the kind of upper body strength that I once had. So that's a very important goal.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Secondly, by the end of the year, I want to get to the point where every part that I have for the MR2 is actually on the MR2 and functioning. So that's also a big goal. Like I still have bits of my body kit that are not on yet because I wanted to wait until I get coilovers on. The coilovers are not on yet because I just switched jobs. So my coilovers are currently, they're currently hiding in my private office, AKA the women's restroom at my old shop, Volvo Polestar. Don't tell anybody. And all this other stuff.
Is it blasts out on a public podcast?
Nothing. So yeah, I want to do all that. My wheels are on back order, so I still have time to decide on tires, but eventually it'll probably be the situation of I have wheels to put on, but I need to pick tires first. So I really kind of want to nip that in the bud and get that going so that I can spend the end of the year solidifying a like engine swap plan for the MR2.
Sick.
So yeah. And then finally,
K-motor.
No.
Do it.
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
What are you going to do?
That's a great question. At the moment, my Black big dilemma. At the moment, my big dilemma is: do I go like the safe route?
Beams.
And God damn it, Sterling. Fine. I'm gonna put a rotary in the MR2. Fuck that.
Put a Saab 900 drivetrain in it.
Oh my God.
You'll have one.
Why?
So.
Why? Why would you do that?
Where did my transmission go?
Oh, it's underneath.
How would I even do that? Because it would need to go in the back. And it's you already literally backwards.
Couldn't. Like, what? Like
what was it?
There's no way.
The Serpentine belt would actually be in an accessible location.
Yeah, I'd be able to reach right behind my seat and be like, oh, it's right there. I'm looking at either the safe option, which is to swap from the 1ZZ to the 2ZZ, which has a proven track record of being somewhat easy to get your California BAR sticker because of the California emissions and modifications regulations and all that. But what I would really like to do is to literally take the supercharged V6 from a Lotus Evora GT and put that in there. Which would be a huge undertaking. Like the 2ZZ, it like literally uses basically the same exact engine mounts and everything. Like, and there's infrastructure from various manufacturers to do that swap easily. The other one, not so much. So I would have a hell of a time, I think, convincing California that it just really needed to be the fucking 6-cylinder engine.
This is the only replacement engine I could find. Sorry. They were all out of stock. Everyone, everywhere. It was all out of stock. My hands are tied. So, I have no choice.
I don't know. Maybe I will suddenly own a business in Montana. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Specifically.
I want to have the plan set.
Don't say anything. They'll close the loophole.
I am not the one who's going to get the loophole closed. there's so many like massive California car personalities just rolling around on camera with their Montana plates. So it wasn't me. It's not my fault.
You in particular. And then to just, you are the reason.
Me specifically. I'm the problem. and then for my new job to end the year feeling like I have contributed, I am learning, I am doing. I just want to end the year feeling like I fucking kicked ass, no matter how deeply on the back foot I am in terms of knowledge and experience in this ridiculous situation that I find myself in. Ridiculous in the good way.
You'll kill it.
God, I'm fucking determined to.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But we can talk about new job shit later.
Mm-hmm.
Your goals, sir?
So one of my goals is to get, again, in the same realm, a little bit more fit because of the wedding that's going to happen at the end of the year. I want to be able to look good for pictures. I want to be able to, you know, like lift my fiance and put her up on my shoulder, like that kind of thing. So I need like cheerleader level upper body strength.
Hell yeah.
Need to be able to bench like a car. Just pick up somebody without even trying.
That's a lot.
It is. I don't think I'm going to be able to get there
lift
in a year.
A G-Wagon over my head.
I do not. I don't even want to put that on a lift. Thank you. But that's one of my goals.
My husband, like, he is captain obsessed with all things beef. So if you need help making a plan,
that might actually work. So I might hit him up for that.
Yeah.
Is it too late to mention that I'm also gonna do that?
Yay!
No, it's not too late.
One of my goals.
Let's all do this because I firmly believe that it is crazy important for mechanics, technicians, etc., to not be just going to work and abusing our bodies in myriad ways between trying to cram yourself into a dash or lifting shit above your head and holding it there while you desperately try and unplug the connector that you forgot to unplug before you unbolted it, like
fuck,
dropping things, etc. Yeah, fuck. So I think it's highly neglected in our profession.
2026 flag time gets fit.
Yeah. So let's Do the beef.
Yeah. I say I'm kinda
little that, little, that could be little bigger. I got a little tiny arms.
Yeah.
The beach is that way. I think it's actually that way. I don't know.
But other goals for myself that I want to set, I haven't really thought about it, actually. I guess one of them would be finally get a fucking raise at work. Cause
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen a meaningful raise since getting master certification, when I was promised that after you got your master certification, regardless of your shut up past me, post-production Serrated Mobius here, literally 3 days after this recording, I got that raise that I wanted. So the next few minutes of this episode, just whatever, output or work.
Wait.
Yeah. Well,
are you telling me that a manager or a corporation promised you something and then didn't deliver?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think recruiters are part of the, like, yeah.
What? How surprising.
I know.
It's almost like everything's a scam.
You gotta kind of fight tooth and nail for it, which is why I'm in my fourth dealership. So it's... Yeah, it's one of those things. But so speaking of that, I am going to be a guest on another podcast here next week.
What? You're cheating on us?
I don't think that's how that works. But
I doubt exactly your commitment to Sparkle works, Motion.
Come but back to your husband. So
if you guys know who Technar is on Instagram.
Fish. In your truck.
Yes. But if you guys know who Technar is on Instagram, he hosts his own podcast called Way of the Technician Pod. And
very interesting.
It's a very interesting show. He just had the president of ASE on as a guest, which is insane.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But
because I found it when Shelby was on. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, he's had quite a few people in the community of like mechanics who are also content creators, and a bunch of corporate people on his show too. Like he's in contact with a lot of corporate people, and he's offered me a position as a guest on the show. So cool. That's gonna go great, because I'm like, I'm gonna
complain.
No, here's the thing, like I'm going to be 100% truthful and only talk about my experiences with this industry. I'm not gonna say any buzzwords. I'm not gonna say anything crazy. I might, but it's, I'm only going to talk about my personal experiences.
I will.
And my personal experiences are, I've never benefited from the flat rate system ever in my 7 year career. It has, the most money that I've made was when I switched to dealership and I had that first hourly paycheck. That was the biggest paycheck I've ever made. Like anything flat rate, I can't. It's literally impossible for me to get that many hours, because I do the diag shit. Like I don't do all of the gravy work. I don't do like thousands upon thousands of alignments. I don't, like, I'm not the tire guy. I'm not the like transmission guy. I'm not anything like that. I do warranty diag, and I haven't had a full 80 hour paycheck in 12 goddamn months. And yeah, so my guest spot on that podcast, my guest spot on that podcast is going to be probably a little spicy. I might scream off in the,
you need to bring back the screaming in the videos. So it's kind of comedic.
What?
You need to bring back the screaming in the videos.
I need to bring back videos for one. I need
Oh yeah, I used to do that, I think.
It's kind of why the podcast started in the first place.
I've gotten overwhelmed by life
and haven't made a lot of content either.
I have a bunch of like clips from the time that I hadn't been making any videos, but I was reasons.
Yes. I guess my goal for 2026 is to fucking stir the pot. I want to turn this industry on its goddamn head and be like, get flipped, bitch, and just fucking be like, hey,
for get some rotated, people, idiot.
Yeah. For some people, flat rate doesn't work.
The squeaky wheel gets the brake inspection.
I'm not saying to get rid of flat rate, because there's people who'd benefit from it. It works for the dealership in some certain areas. There's guys who make 200 fucking hours a week for some goddamn reason. But like for somebody like me, it doesn't fucking work. And I enjoy this job too much.
Well, you just got to work harder.
Listen, I'm going to fucking slap the next person who tells me that. And it's like,
you just got to work harder.
Yeah.
Right? You're not working hard. You're not wage slaving enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And screw over your fellow technicians and do this and that.
What was I saying?
Sorry. it was turn the industry on its fucking head.
Oh, yeah. Because like I said, like some people do flat rate really well. Somebody who like me, who just does warranty diag and gets maybe a couple of services a day and then is working on a fucking battery draw for 3 days. Like, yeah. Why am I on flat rate? Why is that a thing? Just because everybody else is on flat rate so we could make sure that the payroll people don't have a harder job than fuck them. Like, God, I'm just done, and I want to change the industry by force. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna try to do this year. So, yeah, it's rant over.
I've solved all my problems about the auto industry by quitting my job and then just being unemployed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I can't afford to quit. And I remembered what I was going to talk about. Like, I can't get fired from my job. I've been told this. I'm, quote, too good of a diag tech, unquote, to get
this
fired.
This part blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that they have told on themselves in this way.
Yeah.
Like, the same reasons that I was given so much leeway when I was working with Volvo Polestar and like given the raise that I got and all of that stuff and the general support that I had are the reasons why your employer is giving you half a paycheck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, because like They're looking at me and going, wow, he's not producing that many hours, but he's like every single thing that he touches leaves and doesn't come back for any reason. Yeah. And he sells a lot.
We don't even have to pay this guy 40 hours a week. And he's here saving our ass whenever problem cars come in.
I think the way that they see it is like this past 2025, I was not well mentally. I don't know, like, you probably couldn't see
me neither. Kinda, same still, but
I was going through a huge mental health crisis while at work, to the point where I would retreat to the bathroom for hours at a time because I was so fucking fed up with how this like system is made and the fact that I am stressing about not having any money. That's the main catalyst. Like, I have no money. Why am I working this hard if I'm not going to make any money? And it's kind of a catch 22 in this fucking, the way this industry works is the dealership can blame the technician for every single shortcoming that they have for their paycheck.
And they fucking get away with it too.
Yeah. It's like,
they get away with it every single time.
You're worried that you're not going to make enough money and it's affecting your mental health to the point where you can't like put in any more effort. That's your fault. That's 100% your fault. And it's nothing that like we don't have to do anything about it. Like, because you're entirely fucking what's the word I'm looking for? You're in charge of your payroll. You're in charge of your own payroll because of how much effort you put in. But when I put in the maximum amount of effort that I can and still only make 75 hours of fucking paycheck for every 2 weeks, and like I'm putting in this effort and I'm going, why am I putting in this much effort for crumbs? Like, what am I doing? Because again, with my social media following, I have network connections. I have people who work across the country with Mercedes, and the fact that like I'm fucking spiraling. It's
understandably.
Yes.
I mean, it's so hard sometimes to explain to people who are in different situations where flat rate does from their point of view, benefit them immensely, and pointing out, like, well, not everyone is dealing with cars that are not getting infinitely more complex mm-hmm. with every single model year. And
are you saying that not every situation is the same for everyone?
Yeah, a kind of wild suggestion, but like, literally, I, as you two have probably already intuited, I'm referencing an interaction that I had with someone, a fellow California technician, on an Instagram post recently.
Oh yeah, I blocked that guy.
And I just you can Google
that guy's name, and his address comes up, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Sponsored by Incogni. Just kidding. We're not sponsored by Incogni, but they will do that if you.
The Black Time Podcast does not condone doxing.
Yeah, don't dox people, please.
But this, I just could not quite get through to this gentleman.
Or do it. Who cares?
That like, at least in my world. Sometimes, god damn it,
I don't give like, a fuck.
There isn't, you know, new car model comes out, you figure out the, you know, the usual suspects, the quirks, the solutions, and then you get fast, and then the car becomes gravy. That's not happening in a lot of situations. Like, in my world, I was always just one software update away from all the easy, like, setup, historically accurate diag and corrections just being completely wiped out. And that happened repeatedly with one specific model and is still happening continuously. And then meanwhile, the warranty times keep coming down. And as the car gets more problematic, they're finding ways to pay less and less for these various things. Mm-hmm. The gravy is becoming tech journals, which in that world means there is no diag, even if the tech journal requires a certain amount of, you know, documented evidence that that is the actual problem. You no longer get paid diag time for it. You just get the repair.
Yeah.
So, and it's just, I don't understand. Yes, just like you were saying earlier, Eric, it's so beneficial for certain technicians in certain situations. And I think the idea of productivity bonus, awesome, great. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an incredible thing for, again, certain technicians in certain situations. But when you're looking at like a highly specialized diag tech, the kind of person who's going to dig in and make sure you still have a chance of retaining that customer instead of them deciding that you're ripping them off because they have to bring the car in four or five times to figure out what the answer is. And then they never buy that brand of car ever again.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you need the diag techs who are going to actually dig in full force and figure out this thing that the stupid, like, not stupid, that the specialists that you reach out to at the brand when you have problems, that even they are like, oh, I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had that experience over and over and over again.
I like, love seeing novel shit.
It became like a joke in my shop. Oh, JJ's got another car that's doing something that literally not even the brand has ever seen before.
The right. fucking brand just starts being like, oh, maybe it's you.
Yeah. Maybe it's you.
Yes, that's exactly what I countered, but that's because I developed an amazing relationship with the two awesome specialists at my brand that I worked with the most.
Hell yeah.
They were amazing. They stuck with me through everything. Anyways, the point is, the fucking 0.5 diag doesn't cover that shit. It just doesn't.
It doesn't.
Like, I had so many cars where I had 20 hours of diag in them. And
you don't get paid for any of that.
That I have an hourly wage.
Mm-hmm.
I have an hourly guarantee.
I had an interaction that blew my mind about a 3 years ago, where I was starting to see a problem with like the line of work that I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to become a CDT. So I'm trying to do all the hard shit. And like, I was complaining about how, like, I'm not making any money doing this. Like, what's going on? And I had somebody get into my DMs and say, dude, I do fleet work. How are you not making any money? And I'm like, God fucking damn it. So I had to put it in as best terms as I could to where, because at the time I was doing the M177, M178, the 4-liter V8 thermostat job, which is covered under extended warranty. The fastest person at my current shop that can do that job can do it in 10 hours. The fastest I've been able to do it was 12 hours. When I first did it, back when I had this interaction in my DMs, it took me 23 logged hours to get this thermostat done. I got paid 5.
Woo! Yeah!
That's one of those situations where I would reach out and be like, send me the video. Send me the dumb video. Yeah,
post me a video of you doing it.
Well, here's five.
No. Here's the thing. Like, they only paid for the the op code. They only paid for the op code for the thermostat itself, as if the engine had been removed from the vehicle.
Oh yeah.
They don't pay.
That's how you do it.
They don't pay for anything to get, like, to it, because if you don't know, on some vehicles you have to remove the engine to get to the thermostat, and on most vehicles that have this 4-liter V8, there are two charge air coolers that are in the way, that layered on top of them is the engine harness, which has no slack, like, at all, and you also have to remove the bumper. In some cases you have to remove the cooling radiator, you have to remove the condenser, you have to remove basically the entire front end of the vehicle just to get to the thermostat.
Fuck yeah.
You get paid 5 hours.
Oh, good.
That's what radicalized me.
I can't even comprehend. That's another benefit like old of cars. The whole calip. Yay, old cars.
Yes.
Old cars meaning of the whole 2000 California thing.
Yeah. But no, that's why I'm going to be loud.
How dare you, sir?
About it this year. I'm going to be very loud about it this year. And I don't care who I offend.
Absolutely. God. Yeah, out here, because you have to pay your technicians some sort of hourly rate, regardless of their flagged hours or not. The warranty people, they go to fucking war for every single op code, for every tenth.
And it's, how do they have that much energy? Glorious. Well, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't have the energy to be a flat rate fucking shill. I don't.
No, it's
not possible.
Oh, like you mean like the people that specifically.
Yeah, like why do they? It's like I feel like now this is crazy, but I feel like it would be like really beneficial if everyone in the shop just like got along and was happily paid to do their job properly without any shortcuts and just like figure out a compromise for everyone, literally everybody. Yeah. Like we all know that the shareholders need their money first, whatever the fuck, but
investors,
like
investors.
Yeah.
I'll survive without my dividend. It'll be fine.
You also can't, those people can't survive without, you know, the people that keep everything going. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, crazy thought, it would just be like cool if everyone was just like figuring out a way to, you know, make everybody happy. There's not, I feel like there aren't that many companies that actually pay attention to that. If there is a car company out there that is like, we want everyone to be happy no matter what, like literally everyone, like the car wash kid out back is happy that he's working as a car wash guy in the freezing cold weather. Oh, maybe he doesn't have to work in the freezing cold weather because he's in a heated shop or something. I don't know. Just crazy fucking thing. I mean, it could also just be working in the US in general, but maybe there's a way to make everyone happy. And I feel like if everyone kind of got along on a wavelength like that, that I don't know, the like everything would kind of just benefit. Like You know, like every like what capitalism is on paper that everybody says.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, it'll just be like, cool. Everything will be great. But then in practice, it's like no matter what, somebody gets fucked over.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the magic of the flat rate system is it kind of pits the technicians against each other competitively as opposed to.
Like, how do we get around this? Like, what's the solution?
I think
the
solution is
the only good thing about flat rate is that it makes the dealership money. That's it.
Yeah, that is
it. Literally,
if it didn't, it
no matter how
exist.
You spin it,
doesn't do anything
where's
else for anybody else.
Where's the solution? Why can't we just be like, even if it isn't just incentivized to just, you know, go, like do your job as fast as possible and make money. Like, if I owned a car company, I'd be like, I want the people that fix the cars and keep everything on the road to not want to feel rushed, because if when you're rushed, you do a bad job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Almost no matter what. Because like, yeah, you can be a flat rate technician and like figure out like shortcuts and all this stuff, like cost cutting things, not necessarily cost cutting things, but like maybe I got a special tool or something to, you know, so I don't have to remove that. But even if it was still the case that you didn't have to remove that, if you did, it would just be better. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Like, I know that I'm also a believer of, you know, the less you interact with, the better, right?
Yeah.
Because I ran into that a lot with Honda, where you'd have to be like, drop a subframe out, but you don't actually have to do that. And people get mad at you anyway. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah.
But no, go ahead. You reminded me of the fact that, like, there's this feeling that I get. Because, like, I'll always have one of these.
When I look to the west?
What?
When I look to the west?
I don't even know what you're referencing.
Somebody listening got that.
Need a but sign that says no stairway.
There's
fine.
There's this feeling that I get whenever I get one of these pep talks from my managers. Cause like I'll get this like feeling in my head where like let's just say you're a flat rate technician, you're making 200 hours a pay period. How much are you making per hour? If you don't know what you should be making per hour, then you're completely fine with making $200 an hour or 200 hours per pay period. $200 an hour would be fucking insane. But it's what I'm getting at is
that's what lawyers get paid.
Right. What I'm getting at is what I said a little bit earlier before, where having a social media following allows you to have a network. And you get all these people who do the same job that you do. You start talking about pay. You start talking about like what people with your level of experience and what your training level, what those techs are making. And I learned that I am pretty underpaid compared to
what
literally everywhere else in the country. And I get this thought in my head. Where if you are making 200 hours a pay period at an underpaid rate, all of that money that could be going to you as the technician, the dealership is just banking. And that is why they are so adamant about if you just work harder, it's like giving yourself a raise. Oh my God, go fuck yourself.
Maybe shut the fuck up.
Like you could just shove a cactus right up your fucking urethra. Go fuck yourself. Dude.
Sound like, a cactus.
Woo!
Do it.
Cause that is the one phrase. That is the one phrase that will make me viscerally angry if I get told. Cause I'm just like, oh, so you just want me to make you more money. You want me to make the dealership more money, which is essentially what the business is. Yes, but I am starving here. Yep. I haven't made a full paycheck in a year and I'm about to lose my goddamn mind.
I haven't made a paycheck at all in like 3 months.
Well, you're unemployed. I am employed. That's a little bit worse.
Yeah, true. I'm also incredibly lucky to be able to live in a house.
Yeah.
And be unemployed. So, like, my situation is very unique.
Beers are on me, guys.
Fuck. Beer.
So, yeah.
Don't die.
After I move, you guys can come visit me, and then I'll buy you everything you ever want.
I'd love to go to a cafe in Spain and have a morning espresso. That'd be really nice.
I'm really glad I at least fucking love my job, even if I still love my job, dude.
Loved all the jobs I've had too, but
they just didn't pay.
Like, it kind of came a balance between, oh, I really like doing this, but like the liking this is less than I'm getting paid, and I literally can't afford health coverage. And I'm like, what if I get into a car accident or something? What if I like slip and fall and break my fucking head open on the sidewalk? Like,
you're just going to have a service advisor call you and ask when the car's going to be done. Like, when are you going to be back?
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just put a... Yeah, it'll be fixed that after that. Well, this wasn't real.
I know, but we should go see what our Instagram following says, what their goals of 2026 are going to be, because that's what we asked our Instagram following over there on the Flag Time Instagram, where we can post updates and clips and other things. You should go follow, you fucking loser.
Did we ask the Patreon folks?
I did not ask the Patreon folks, because they're going to be doing something different. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes, a little bit later.
Yes.
So, as per tradition, we always highlight the first response. The question again for our following was, what are your automotive goals specifically for 2026? Bless you. And thank you. The first response that we got was from user Minimac 1010, and they said to get out of the automotive repair field.
That's a good goal for you, buddy.
They're just jumping ship.
it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The whole industry is fucking doomed. Literally, there's going to be a point.
Dude, I'm in it out of spite at this point. Yeah. Like, I've got a following and I've got a platform, and I'm going to be like, this shit sucks. Why are you letting it still suck? Like, what is going on here? So
they're like, if you don't like it, then fucking leave. Okay, cool. No. I did.
I can't Bye. Leave. I can't
feel
get fired.
I feel fucking awkward.
I'm too good at my job to get fired, bitch. I'm stuck here.
I have no business being so fucking lucky. I feel really awkward.
Yeah.
You're fine. Sorry, you're guys. Fine.
I want everyone to have the good things.
With
not
your
like
new
I
position,
have all the good things, but
with your new position,
that's called being an empath.
Well, yeah, that too. But it's Galpin Autosports, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a completely different thing. Like that's
like you work in like the dream shop that I wanted to work for.
Exactly.
And if
you
ever
work in a lot of people's
the thing
shop.
is, I live out in buttfuck nowhere in Washington, where literally nobody ever goes unless they have to drive through, and there's nothing here. It's beautiful here, and that's about it. There's no one out here. There's people that have Trump stickers all over their cars, and everyone's just stupid. But other than that, it's beautiful. The scenery's beautiful. There's just nothing cool with cars going on out here. And I made the choice to live out here, so it's on me. But this just it is what it is. But that's why I'm fucking moving. So I will be moving to a very cool place with a way more vibrant car culture.
Yes.
So I will be.
Way more
I will be making
culture,
lots of content. Yeah, vibrant fucking everything.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm moving to California.
Shit. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Previous
We
guests...
should just tease that I'm moving to California, honestly.
Yeah, that.
And then I'll post pictures of that's just like, wow, California looks crazy. Wow.
Previous
it looks
make really
same.
Badly photoshopped images. Like right, it's obviously just like a California postcard, but there's Sterling, like his head is on some surfer dude.
I moved to Los Angeles County or whatever the county's called.
Orange County, I guess. That, I don't know.
No, Orange County.
No. You had it right the first time. Los Angeles County.
Oh, word.
Previous guest, Sports Cars of Suba, says finally getting the turbo kit installed on the Pro Gray.
Sick. Yes.
Which we all have driven, hilariously.
It's going to be you and Chris Fix finally getting turbos
Chris
on
Fix.
There. Hey, guys.
He liked my Father's Day reel the other day.
Which I love. He's liked a couple of my things here and there, and I have absolutely lost my shit.
Yeah.
I think he's liked one of my videos before. I don't really... I have screen... Every time somebody notable follows me or screenshot or likes something, I'll take a screenshot of it just to hold on to it.
Yeah.
And also, if you leave a racist comment under my video or message me with something really bad, I will screenshot that and I will keep it forever. So just so you know.
Oh, man. Let's see. Sleepy
it's
Mechanic.
Race season.
Yes, we're excited about that. Sleepy Mechanic says become ASE certified.
Yay. Oh, yeah. That's very beneficial if you are continuing to be a mechanic.
Yeah. And then there's me. Oh, I have zero ASEs.
Neither. No, I don't have ASEs either. Mercedes doesn't pay attention to ASE. Like,
yeah, I have one little card that says I know how to not destroy the planet with a Robin Air, and that's it.
The back certification or whatever.
Yeah.
Ford Tech 1397.
1, 2, 3, 4, you're fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ford Tech 1397 says to leave the industry, fuck flat rate.
That's a common theme.
Farley, I'm afraid we have some data for you,
a
sir.
A lot of people are jumping ship. Some of us are deciding to stay in because we can't.
I know why.
We
just don't want to work anymore.
It's impossible to get fired, so we have to stay here and fight for a better outcome, I guess. I don't know. But
no one wants to work no more.
Right.
Yeah, because working sucks everywhere you can work.
In your truck, in your fish.
There's a lot of people that just say not die. But like that's a majority of what a lot of people are saying too.
Well, I think it's just because we came out of I think a lot of people had a really rough 2025.
Yeah.
For lots of reasons that if I talk about, I'll get put on a list. So I'm not going to.
Yeah.
So I think the general public is kind of like just down in the dumps, you know, because of something.
The bar has been lowered. The bar has been lowered. Can we just power through?
At the center of the earth.
Yeah. Just power through. Until maybe something calms down, maybe a little bit someday.
Hopefully.
I don't know. I spend too much time wondering if previous generations felt like the exact same way. Like I imagine folks living through like the Vietnam War and how that backed up into the Cold War. Like surely they also at some point were like, well,
man,
I don't see how anything's ever going to get better anymore. Like, this is crazy. The world's going to end. We're all doomed. And then somehow the 80s and 90s happened anyway. So
maybe
it's going to be okay if we can just get through.
Yeah. I think my 70-year-old father, like, Jesus, I was talking to him the other day on the phone and he was just in tears because he's just like, I'm just so sorry that I feel like everyone has let everyone down from just the past. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, but like, that's not
give
like
your dad a hug. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's moving to with us, so that's fine. But
bleep.
Bleep.
We love you, Dad.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. But.
Guess Who's Back Again 2 says, I'm an apprentice at Mercedes, and my goal is to flag 100 hours at least once this year while I learn. Become the alignment tech.
What a funny fucking idea.
Become the alignment tech, and you will be able to do that.
Good God, that sounds boring.
It is. It's very boring.
The idea
it's
of
very
doing
tedious.
Alignments all day.
But if you do alignments all day,
I would
every
run out
single
of
alignment is an hour and a half or two, depending on where you are. So,
yeah, we did 2 hours for alignments. Yeah. At
Fuck.
But I mean, you always have to go and reset things and stuff. So you got to take back to your bay and
not for Mercedes. No, I can do a full alignment in 20 minutes and everything's green. Everything's perfectly lined up. Everything's ready to go. So
I haven't been able to do a fucking fast alignment anywhere because everywhere I've ever worked has had a fucked up alignment rack because everyone I've ever worked for is a cheapskate.
That is a luxury, actually. A good alignment rack is a luxury, I've learned.
Like, I remember I worked for this fucking shop that didn't even have running water, and I'm not even kidding. Like,
remember that story?
We had to, I think I've told this before, but I used to work at a shop where you would have to walk up a hill with a bucket. A 5-gallon bucket to a hose spigot to fill up the bucket to walk down so you could fill up the tank to flush the toilet. I'm not kidding. We had an alignment rack from, I think it was from the 90s, which, yeah, wow, crazy alignment rack from the 90s. But this thing was like an alignment rack that was made in like 1993 and it had nothing newer, no newer ability to have anything newer. It was like, it was completely analog, and we were supposed to look up specs on all data and then punch the specs into the alignment rack and then do it that way. And I just refused to do it after a while. I'm like, fucking no, you do it. You get off your ass with your broken ass hip and fucking do it yourself, John.
John.
Yeah,
you know who you are if you listen to this.
Oh man,
he's probably dead now.
Sublet our alignments where I'm at now.
Hell yeah,
that's what a lot of shops do. They'll just like just take it to Schwab, and then some fucking like 17-year-old will call you and be like, "Oh, we couldn't get the jam nuts loose on the tie rod, so you can't do your alignment." You'd be like, "You mean the jam nuts that are already loose from the steering rack that I just installed five fucking minutes ago?
The ones that I left loose before we sent it over there? The ones that I left
loose and sent it over there, and you guys are making excuses of why you can't get it in. For what?" They're like, "Oh yeah, we'll try again." I'm not speaking from experience or anything.
I'm still trying not to make a joke.
I'm so fucking jaded. Yeah. I'm sorry.
we're getting there. I mean,
I will be less pissed off.
I'll be the antidote until you guys get where you need to be, because you will get where you need to be.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to be, because we need like three different like outlooks for a good podcast. It can't just be an echo chamber. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Because I definitely cried at work this week, but it was not because things were bad. It's because I just felt so overwhelmingly happy.
I was like, we'll talk about that in the next episode. Absolutely. That we're going to not record in like 5 minutes. Anyway, we'll end on this statement here. Samoyari. Completely butchered that name. They say buy more spoon parts for my CRZ.
Spoon.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. CRZ?
That's what they said.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Put a turbo on it.
Spoon RZ.
Put one of those giant Boeing turbos on
a giant, like, in it. Fucking turbo sticking out of the hood to go with your hybrid system. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Is that for engine performance? No, it's for battery cooling.
it's a giant battery cooler exhaust fan. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was this episode of the Flag Time Podcast. If you want to see the video version of this episode, go support us on the Patreon. It's $3 to see the video.
And keep going. 2026 can be better.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yeah.
100%.
We're all going to get better together.
We're going to fight to make this.
If you join the Flag Time Discord, there is literally like a gym rat section in there.
Yes.
We can all keep each other accountable.
I do need to mention that more. Yeah, you get access to the Flag Time Discord at the $6 and $15 tier.
And you would get to see some of the famous cars that I've gotten to encounter so far during week one at work.
Mm-hmm.
They're in there.
And also every past guest is in this Discord as well, because this is where we record the show. Anyway, go ahead and read names for the premium Patreon members now. Patreon.com/flagtimepodcast is where you can see the video version of this episode, along with clips from this episode that didn't make it into the audio version. If you want to go over there and support us, you're more than welcome to. And we're going to highlight and shout out all of our premium members that we have over there on the Patreon for their insane generosity. Rogue One, Forced User, Ashton Green, Sports Cars of Sumas, Spencer Delfo, Luna Cat Eye, MacDonald Borger, Devin Newby, Vubula, Ansel Fuji, Mopar 1966, Kyle Olson 25, Eli Hip, Mississippi King, JJ the Tech, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Sushi Sausage, Elysium Darkness, Police 428, Starset Moonrise, Nick Toomey, John Montague, 1996 Honda Civic, Chrysler Connection, Horsepower Geek, The Big Maple, Meep, but in Japanese, Polyester 69, Big Blue Caddy, 2004, Volkswagen Polo, Dog Milk 53, Stirworks, Yeller Jeep, TJ, Canute Joel 0319, Sassiest Spoon 69 times 3, Refamous, Ben Bikes for Beer, and GY exclamation yeet. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. And thank you guys for listening.
Well, that was a lot of names.
That was a lot.
That was so many names. It was exactly one name.
Yeah, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Goodbye.